Commissioner Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First order of business is the approval of the minutes from the previous committee meeting, which have already been distributed. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Gibbons, seconded by Commissioner Hawthorne. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. I did that aye okay, too. And, that little pirate in me wants to pronounce it different. Going to committee item number one. Update on TPWD progress in implementing the TPWD Land and Water Resource Conservation and Recreation Plan. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of things that I want to report to the committee. One, I'm really pleased with the progress we're making on implementing the Texas Partnership for Children in Nature. And this was a directive that we received from a bipartisan group of legislators to really develop a comprehensive statewide plan that would do two things. One, it would formalize the state's efforts to really encourage getting children into the outdoors for public health, for their educational well-being, but also for conservation purposes. And secondly, to look at ways to more strategically address this issue of natural resources illiteracy that we've been very, very concerned about. And so with the help of Lydia and Nancy Heron and her team have put together a group of educators, PTA professionals, public health professionals, conservationists, recreation associations, assembled a group that's going to help us develop this strategic plan that we'll submit to the legislature this fall. And Commissioner Martin has been just a great advocate for that, and we're excited about where this is going to go. There was legislation that was proposed last session that got caught up in all of the 11th hour chubbing there at the end, and so it was tied up, and this was the directive we've got to go forward with this plan. We're really, really excited about it. Commissioner Duggins, you know, you've been a very strong advocate for us continuing to look at how we use the social media tools to help advance our message and communicate with all of our different constituents out there. And the department's use of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Flickr has really started to escalate. We've got a lot of followers on those fronts. I hope you will go to YouTube and take a look at some of the departmental videos there, starting to get a lot of use, and we're only going to see that continue to grow. With Ann Bright's help, we've also put some new policies in place to help our colleagues inside the agency know how best to use those tools in the most appropriate way to communicate with our constituents, and I think that's going to be real important as we move forward. Also, we'll be rolling out in February a new state parks website that Walt and his team with Lydia have developed, and so we've got a new domain name, www.texasstateparks.org, and so we expect that to be a very robust site where folks can go to learn about our state parks, have kind of 3D tours of the parks, and just give us an expanded presence on the internet. I saw at least one look of consternation in the audience when I announced it was going to be rolled out in February. So apparently, don't hold us to it. But I expect it's coming soon. So anyway, that'll be a great asset. I know when that is finally ready to go, and I do know that there's been a lot of work on it. Last thing I'll mention, because I think all of you have been very supportive of the Archery in Schools program. Really, a very fast growing educational program. Going gangbusters in Houston. We're going to be looking in partnership with the Archery Trade Association, the State Parks Division, but also Houston Parks and Recreation Department to start developing and investing in some archery parks. And so that way, as we take kids through the continuum of teaching them archery skills in schools, then make sure they have a place nearby in which they can go shoot their bows and arrows. And we're really excited about that development, and Houston seems to be a great focal point for us as we go forward. We may look at doing that at Sheldon Lake State Park. We may also look at doing that at the former Lake Houston State Park that the city of Houston now owns, as well as other properties. So good stuff going on that front and on the education and outreach throughout the agency. So, Madam Chair, that concludes my report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Really appreciate all of your efforts, too, on the Children in Nature program. I think that's going to
be tremendous once it is all formulated and off the ground and running.
Yeah, there's a lot of buy-in, a lot of excitement over that, as you saw.
Great groups that are bought into it, that are very diversified. So appreciate that.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Committee item number 2, Life's Better Outside Experience Update. Mr. Trey Hamlet, please make your presentation.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. I'm Trey Hamlet. I work with Ernie Gamage in the Urban Outdoor Programs branch of the Communications Division, and we put on outreach events. I'm an outreach event coordinator. I'm here to update you on the Life's Better Outside Experience programs. In the suspension of Expo, we've been tasked with taking our outreach efforts statewide, leaving Central Texas and increasing the awareness out there, and we've been charged with doing that by partnering with other organizations to get our message across. And by partnering with existing events to get that done, we can conserve a lot of funds for the agency, substantially diminish the burden that way, and reach our target audience through their visitors. One of our core beliefs in outdoor education is that outdoor activities, outdoor recreation, leads to conservation. And by introducing outdoor activities to Texans, and especially urban Texans, we can get them to understand the outdoors better. It becomes more relevant to them, and they come to care about it and eventually care for it. So the Life's Better Outside Experience is designed to do that. And the bottom line is that we are recruiting the new generations of licensed buyers and state park users for the agency. Some of the givens in this program is that across division lines, Parks and Wildlife staff is going to continue the retention efforts that we already do through boat shows, hunter shows, and other outdoor retailer events, that sort of thing. And then that the Urban Outdoor Programs branch will continue to do the outreach efforts we already have, the Outdoor Kids Adventure Days in conjunction with Cinco de Mayo and Fiestas Patrias type events around the state. And then that the Life's Better Outside Experience is another level of outreach overlaid on existing events similar to Expo, that level of outreach. Some of the criteria that we've used in identifying the partner events that we want to work with is that they are standalone events that have been in existence a good while, that they have a history, that they have a high visitorship, 5,000 people a day at least, and that they're primarily an unengaged audience that we're after, a family-oriented type event that can provide us with the crowd we're looking for. And that they will also provide us with all the infrastructure we need to get that job done. That they're going to provide the tents, the porta cans, the marketing, all of that that is the expense to the agency. Now it will be provided by them at no expense to us. And then the last, most important part of the criteria as well is that they will allow us to provide a shooting sports on their grounds during this event. The events we've identified for this year our San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo coming up in just 3 weeks. We'll do the first one, followed by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in March, then Buccaneer Days in Corpus Christi in April, and then Alley Fest in Longview in June. And Alley Fest is the little bit of the outlier in the group. It's an art festival with a big family audience, so it's a departure from the rodeo outlook, but they have 30,000 attendants over a two-day period, so we've really got a shot at a big East Texas audience. The activities that we use to get this done, Carter just mentioned the National Archery in the Schools program. We use those instructors to offer archery. That's one of the primary shooting sports that we have been able to offer in these kind of environments. Fishing. Fishing is a gateway activity for us. Everybody remembers the first time they caught a fish. It translates. It's easy to get people motivated in that direction. Another fishing activity we call backyard bass. Rock climbing walls work really well for us, and they're very visible at the event. It's the magnet that draws them to us. Operation Game Thief is involved with the Wall of Shame trailer. The Take Me Fishing trailer in the Angler Education, that was a new trailer year before last. We're incorporating it in all of the events. Fly Tying is a great opportunity to involve fly tying and fly fishing groups around the state. The whodunits that the game wardens do for us, it's a great way to introduce our law enforcement to families and kids in a positive way. They meet the game wardens, they're deputized and investigate a deer camp or a shrimp boat specific to the area, and they learn the reasons for the conservation laws, and it's a positive introduction that way. And then Aim to Recycle. This was a neat program that combines a lot of different aspects. It introduces shooting safety, a shooting sport, and recycling all in one. It shoots a 20-ounce pop bottle or water bottle into the recycling bin, and they have to understand shooting safety before they do it, and they get to bring their own ammunition. So it's also even cleaning the grounds as we go. And at Expo in 2008, this was the most visited shooting sport we had on the grounds. We ran 18,000 people through it in 2 days. And then the Outdoor Kids Challenge, and it's a tool we use to wrap it all up. It drives the visitors through all of our exhibits so they don't just get hung up at the rock wall. It also offers the opportunity to collect information from them. We catch their zip codes and get a little bit of demographic information, and it also offers us the opportunity to send out an email inviting them to go to our website and opt in for the information that we send out. They can check off those boxes and get updates from us and places to go and do these things again. So who provides these activities? It's our Parks and Wildlife regional staff in the area where the event is taking place. Partner groups like Texas Wildlife Association, they're providing events for us at these Life's Better Outside experiences. 4-H mentoring groups, the fly fishing groups I mentioned earlier, paddling groups in the area specific to those areas, and then volunteers. These are very volunteer-intensive events. The San Antonio event we did last year for 1 day, we had 17 parks and wildlife employees and 70 volunteers to get that done, and we recruit these volunteers from that area and from these mentoring groups I mentioned. And so what's next for the visitors after they've done this? We don't want to see them once a year at this event. We want them to put these activities they've gotten interested in into play right away. We'll be handing them off to the mentoring groups. We'll have information where they can go rock climbing or paddling with the paddling trails, things like that, so they can go do this next week. The partner groups that they can go fishing with. We've printed 101s that's an instruction guide trifold brochure on each of the activities with web links where they can go get equipment and continue doing it. And then our Parks and Wildlife Education programs like Hunter Education, Texas Outdoor Family, Nature Trackers, all the places we can involve them right away and they can go put these new experiences to work. And then evaluating the success of this. How are we going to compare this to Expo and see, are we doing this the right way? That Outdoor Kids Challenge I mentioned earlier provides us that opportunity. We catch zip codes in these forms, and we did this at Expo as well. And we're using the business analyst software that Jeremy Leitz and John Taylor have reported to you on other issues, and we can get a profile of who we're hitting through these events. Where they come from, the ethnicity, incomes, are they first-time users of the outdoors, what they're likely to be. And so we can compare that to Expo and see what kind of job we're doing. And then we can also look at the cost per head of the person we're reaching, Expo versus these new programs, where are we getting the most bang for our buck out of the deal. We've also got a video of the event we did at San Antonio. We did an event last year before we knew Expo was going away, thanks to Carter's some contacts there in San Antonio. And Mark, if you could show that, please.
Sure, video games can be exciting, but there's nothing like climbing a 30-foot rock wall to get your heart racing. Or how about shooting a bow and arrow?
Look right over here.
Or seeing the inside of a shark's jaw. These kids are attending the Life's Better Outside experience, an event aimed to connect families with the great outdoors.
This year, instead of doing our annual Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Expo in Austin, we're taking the show on the road, and we'll be partnering with different rodeos and public events throughout the state to bring hands-on outdoor activities to the public. Several park options. It's a good idea. Within an hour's drive, there's lots of places, depending on what you like to do. Things like nearby state parks, good places to go fishing, places you can go paddling. We'll also help connect families with outdoor groups in the area so that even if you've never been camping or fishing before, we'll help you get started.
These folks at the Tanzania Stock Show and Rodeo are already getting some ideas.
They're learning a lot about the Texas wildlife and all the camping stuff. So they're having a great time.
What kind of fish did you catch? Catfish. Oh, they're good to eat, aren't they?
People that live in the urban areas need to know about wildlife if we're going to preserve it. And that's what Parks and Wildlife is all about. So we think the partnership is tremendous.
We can get preserved. It has a reach from our field to do it. Man, clean.
We've got an opportunity to teach kids how to learn how to fish. They can climb a rock wall. They can meet some of our game wardens. They can talk to our fishers and wildlife biologists. And they can learn how to visit one of the state parks that's near their home.
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, this is Lydia Saldana.
That's what we're after.
When you capture their zip codes, is it possible to capture their email addresses?
We do that. You it's
do
on
that.
The phone.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Great work. Mission, have any questions?
Trey, how many folks do you think we will touch with these four kind of initial events this year?
It's going to change from event to event. Just as an indicator, in that one day at San Antonio, we hit 1,288 families by our count between 10 and 5 that day.
So. And are you going to, is it going to be like a seasonal thing? You do it during the spring months, or are you going to do it year-round?
It'll be a year-round effort, but these events are primarily in the spring, the ones we're initially targeting. We're looking for an event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to move to and one in the lower Rio Grande Valley as well.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Thank you.
Thank you. Committee item number 3, Invasive Species Awareness Campaign. Ms. Lydia Saldana and Darcy.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Lydia Saldana, Communications Division Director.
And I'm Darcy Bontempo, Marketing Director for Parks and Wildlife.
And we're here to brief you on a public awareness campaign that will be launched in April that will help, we hope it will help stop the spread of greater salvinia. First, a little background. As you know, the Sunset Commission identified invasive species as a key issue and noted that we needed to provide more information to the public about invasive species. The legislature provided about $1.5 million to battle invasive species, most of which is being used to control the species on the ground. We have carved out some of those dollars for a public awareness campaign, and we've also leveraged those dollars with additional dollars from other sources like boater access grants, and also some mitigation dollars out of the Coastal Fisheries Division. In all, we're going to spend about $300,000 on a campaign that will be launched in April. Now, those of you who were here last year may remember, y'all were briefed on invasive species, and Chairman Holt looked at us and he said, we've got to find something catchy, a way to get that information out to the public. And so to help us do that, we brought in some big guns, that being Sherry Matthews Advocacy Marketing. That's an ad agency here in Austin. They've done a number of big campaigns, including those for TxDOT. You may have seen the Click It or Ticket campaign. Also, Don't Drink and Drive. You might remember those billboards, Santa's coming to town, please don't hit him. So very clever stuff. And with their help, we've developed a comprehensive and integrated marketing and communication campaign that we'll be launching soon. Now, this umbrella campaign is based on a very simple hello, goodbye message, and it is extendable to all sorts of invasive species. As mentioned, this year's campaign will be focusing on giant salvinia, and the message is simple. Hello, giant salvinia, goodbye fishing hole. Hello, giant salvinia, goodbye bass fishing. You get the idea. It is extendable to all other invasive species as well, such as zebra mussels. That is, of course, another urgent issue that's facing Texas right now, and you'll be hearing more about that tomorrow in a briefing by Brian Van Zee. We can also extend this to various terrestrial plants and animals like salt cedar and other examples that you see on the slide. Now, as you know, giant salvinia is highly destructive, and it can double in size in about a week. It's also a species that we believe that we can have an impact on with public awareness. We can create a call to action for folks to know what to do to help spread that. Now, this is one of the lakes that we'll be targeting, Toledo Bend. You can see this is a particularly hard-hit area of Toledo Bend. Cattle Lake is another lake that we'll be targeting, and we certainly hope that this campaign will help us prevent other lakes from looking like this. I'm going to let Darcy take it from here to go through the campaign elements.
Okay, well, as you've seen from those very dramatic photos, we need to do what we can to get the public involved, particularly anglers and boaters, to stop the spread. And so what we've done is we're going to be targeting them primarily in East Texas and at four lakes, Toledo and Caddo, which Lydia just showed you photos of, Lake Sam Rayburn and Lake Conroe. Those are our four key lakes for the campaign, which launches in April. We've developed an integrated campaign designed to really involve and engage the voters and anglers into something that is a somewhat difficult and serious message. We're going to make it compelling and very easy to understand. That's the how we developed the creative. And I'm going to show you some examples of the work. As you can see, we do things. We're going to reach them on the ground at the lakes. We're going to reach them in their home, and we're also going to reach them at events. So quickly show you some of the examples. These are buoys. We're going to have about 46 buoys at boat ramps that are going to clearly communicate to folks, to the boaters and anglers, that they need what they need to do. We're going to be also doing metal boat ramp signs. We're working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to incorporate their aquatic hitchhiker logo into our campaign messaging. Again, we want consistent messaging. We know that Marketing 101, that's what helps reinforce the message. And then we're going to reach them before they go to the lake and when they come back from the lake, at gas stations, those gas stations located close to the lake. We're going to actually have five gas stations at each of the four lakes that will be having these pump toppers. There are going to be four pump toppers at each station, so basically 20 pump toppers. And then if they didn't get the message then, when they go to get their ice for their ice chest to put their non-alcoholic beverages in, they are going to see on the ice bin some decals that will show up before and after the campaign. So we are going to make sure they see this message. And when they're driving to the lake on main arteries, they're going to be billboards. Again, consistent messaging, driving home the point that the consequences are dire if they don't clean their boat and their trailer. So. And I also want to mention the Toledo Texas Bass Classic. Actually, we were able to introduce some of these campaign elements in October this year, a little ahead of our launch, and that was great. We developed some educational displays, which I hope you saw in the lobby today, and also a banner. This is a banner featuring a Bill Dance, and of course we'll be developing ones featuring Texas anglers for our events coming up. So, but that was a great opportunity for us to have a presence with anglers. We also developed a TV spot, which we think you're going to enjoy. We're going to show that to you at the end of this presentation just so we can keep the flow going. But we developed a 30 and a 15-second commercial. And, again, this is all about engaging that East Texas angler and boater. And so we'll be showing you a rough cut of that spot. It's not finished. We actually are still doing some editing. So keep that in mind when you do see it. But I think you'll like it. And we're going to be reaching those anglers and boaters in their homes, men 25 to 54 who boat or fish and or fish. And we're targeting two key MSAs, Houston and the Tyler Longview MSA is where we're going to be concentrating our media dollars. It's going to be a four-week flight, and we're going to be reaching that target more than four times with this message. And so that's 65 to 75% of men in that age group being reached four more times. So we feel very good about that. Print ad, actually, when they pick up their outdoor annual anglers, they're going to see the ad as well. And we're going to be we were actually lucky to get that ad. Texas Monthly provided that at no cost. And we're going to be running the ad in April in our own magazine and in Texas Monthly. Website's a very, very important part of this whole campaign. And rather than go out and develop our own website, which would have been a tremendous undertaking and we believe would have created a lot of confusion for the public, what we did is we approached the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, Damon Waite and his team, and developed a partnership with them. They were terrific to work with, and basically what we've done is we have redesigned the website. Sherry Matthews did the creative work on the website. giving it a new look, giving it a different navigation so that it's going to be more user-friendly to the average person, layperson, to find information. Just quickly, here's a shot. I don't know if you can see it very well. This is the home page. It's going to feature some spotlights on different types of invasives that will actually rotate. It's going to have an eco alert so people can go in by their region and see what are the threats in their region. It's also going to have some very introductory language, introductory information, excuse me, on Invasives 101. Again, it's designed to bring in more people into understanding this real threat that's a statewide threat. And the database will be working with them to continue to expand it beyond plants into all the other types of invasives. And here's just another sample of the page. I wanted to mention something I forgot. It's when I see online advertising, the TV spot that you'll be seeing, we are also going to be putting that on the web, as you would imagine. We're going to be putting that on YouTube, and we're going to be putting it on our website, on the Invasives website. We're going to be driving people to the website with online advertising. We're going to have animated banners. This is an example. It's not animated, but these are three screenshots to show you, for example, a water skier and how the lake becomes overgrown. And so it'll quickly go through that process, and then they can click on it and go directly to the website. So we're going to have that on a network of targeted websites, again, reaching the same target I spoke to you about earlier. We're going to have a presence at fishing events. We're going to be also developing radio spots and remotes at these events. In fact, we just recently spoke with Bob Seeley for the Seeley Big Bass Splash, and that's going to be at Sam Rayburn in mid-April. And he has been terrific. He's going to partner with us, and we're going to have a presence there, as well as probably be able to show our TV spot in the broadcast of that event the day after the event. So we're talking about some other elements here, like the Sylvania Monster appearances and various things. Here's a brochure with a tear-off pocket ID card that the boaters and anglers can take with them to identify giant Sylvania. And this is a fishing ruler, which is a giveaway that also includes that information, as well as some other useful information. So.
Now, along with all the marketing elements that Darcy just outlined, we also will, of course, be doing a media relations strategy as well to get as much free media. We're going to be hitting primarily the same audiences, but we'll also be aiming for statewide reach as well on that. We're going to kick things off on April 1st. That date is no accident. It's the day that you all are meeting, and I hope to see each and every one of you at the event. We'll be doing this the afternoon, Thursday afternoon, April 1st. And we will be launching that at a Lake Austin boat ramp. So schedule your flights a little later that day, because we sure would like to have you guys be part of that. We'll also be doing various media events at Sheldon Lake, Caddo Lake, North Toledo Bend. We're still working on all the details of those, but we're going to do everything that we can to get as much media attention and exposure to those events. Of course, we have our own vehicles that we're able to use as well. I hope you saw the February column by Governor Perry in the February issue of the magazine. He wrote about invasive species then. We've got prominent coverage scheduled coming up in the April issue. We're going to be doing a video news report. I think maybe Karen's shooting it right now. A video news report. We'll also have a radio show, the radio segment for our Passport to Texas show. And, of course, our PBS series has been covering this issue over the last couple of years. We've produced four different segments on our PBS series show so far. Those are also up on our YouTube channel, and we're getting those out in every way that we possibly can. We don't have the opportunity to do a campaign like this, a well-funded campaign, very, very often. It's real important to me and to Carter, and I know to y'all, to know, you know, how well is that message getting out there? How well are we really raising awareness? So we have carved off a little bit of the dollars to do a research project to kind of get at, was the campaign effective? We did just the first of the month. This month, we did a mail survey to over 3,000 boaters. Just last week, we did a follow-up postcard that you see on the screen. We're going to be doing two more mailings. So we're going to get some baseline data before the campaign launches of what the awareness is of this issue. And then, of course, we'll do a post-survey that will go out in May after the bulk of this campaign is out there to see what kind of impact we've had in raising awareness. So that kind of lays out the campaign. And at this point, we would like to preview the spot. And do keep in mind that we still have a few more tweaks.
Great.
Giant Sylvania, invasive plant. I double in size every week. Messed up the lake for everyone. It's my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
I am. Where are we heading next?
We? Let's go!
Invasive plants like giant salvinia spread from lake to lake when they cling to boats, trailers, and gear. So remove even the smallest piece and trash it.
Aw, man, you're killing me!
Yep.
As mentioned, we do have a little more work to do on that, but it's very close to being finished, and we'll be launching that in April. So at this time, if you have any questions about the campaign, we'd be pleased to answer them for you.
Any questions? I really want to commend you for incredible work and also coming up with a good plan of measuring the success of the campaign. I think.
Hold on a second! Wait a second! No, you just be quiet for a second, you know? This is disgusting! I can't believe you people! You people are appointed? The governor gave you this job? I mean, come on! I'm down in McKinney Falls. I'm shopping for a new home. I was like, I'll check out my neighbors. Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's a park. I'm wildlife. They're gonna love me. And this is what I hear? You people are planning to kill me? I mean, come on! Who wants to kill this? I'm sexy! People love me! I'm cute, alright? Come on! I mean, come on, people! I'm a guest to this state! I was just chilling down in South America. Some guy thought I was cute, so he brought me up here. He said, I'll make Texas look great! And he did, because I'm cute! I wrote my mom, I was like, I'm a little scared. Texas is big, everything's bigger here. She said, you'll be great. They'll welcome you with open arms. It's going to be awesome. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to write him and say, they're going to kill me? Good Lord, I came up here just me. Now there's like 50,000 of my relatives. What am I going to tell them? Hey, our neighbors. They want to kill us. That's disgusting. I mean, come on. I'm beautiful. You love me, don't you? Come on. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Come on.
Did it work?
All right, so raise your hands. Who here is not going to kill Salvinia? Not going to kill Salvinia. Raise your... Well, fine. I got a boat to catch. I'm going down to Houston and... what is that?
Now, do you have any questions?
You have to watch out for that guy because he can grow on you.
Any questions?
Oh, that was great.
Any questions?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know it's been not very much fun to work on. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Terrific. Well, Chairman Friedkin, I believe that my business is completed.
Thank you very much. Wish they were all that exciting. That was good. where are we? I guess, do we have any other businesses? No?
I think that concludes it.
Okay. I declare us adjourned.